Welcome back. Now to continue with more Shots in the Night on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio. Once again, the Transfinity KC Chorus, under the direction of Grace Cox Johnson, with Like a Mighty Stream by Andy Beck.
Introduction. I'm Queen Kansas City Kitty, here to present tonight's finalist and eventually the new crown bearer of the title Queen of Kansas City. But, and that's a big but, before we go any further, let me introduce my co-host and tonight's other judge, that tons of fun gal herself, Queen Mother May I. And here she comes, all 450 pounds of gorgeousness. Air kisses. Queen Mother May I, you look fabulous. I've never seen so much rainbow sequins. Is that gown considered a muumuu?
The style is called tent. Oh, darling, notice the flaps in the back and front for easier entrance and exit. You know how I like to make quick changes. And being a full-figured gal, I like to have room to move and groove. And please, just call me Queen Mother. The May I is only for my, shall we say, subjects. After all, we're both 100% certified queens, Right, Queen Kansas City Kitty?
Yes, and you can just call me Queen Kitty. Now, Queen Mother, what was the inspiration behind this beautiful frock?
Dick's.
I beg your pardon?
Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods. I saw this wonderful-looking tent on display, and I thought, with the right accoutrements, it would look fantastic on me.
Oh, I see. Well, now let's get down to business. Would you boys get Queen Mother a couple of chairs so we can take our seats and get this show on the road?
Oh, darling, I think it's so clever of you to have the assistants dressed only in loincloths and sandals. It's so romanesque. Oh, could you scoot the left cheek over a little more? Thank you, darling.
I'm glad you described the assistants' attire, since this is the first time the show is being broadcast on the radio. Thank you, KKFI 90.1 FM. And thank you to our helpers, Thor and Zeus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's begin. As you know, our theme for tonight is drag and transportation. Our original theme was famous moments in history, but given our current situation and the president's attitude...
Now, I do have to stop you there, darling. So far, the president has said nothing bad about drag queens, which is a mystery in itself. You know, sometimes I wonder if there was only one way to reach out and... But I digress. I'm glad you chose drag and transportation. Better safe than sorry.
I'm glad you agree. Our first contestant chose the automobile as her theme. Here, from Tonganoxie, Kansas.
She's real fine, my 409.
It's Anita DeMann. She's all done up in shades of red satin with yellow racing stripes down the side. In her hair are weaved two magnificent headlights with high and low beams. Her front bosom is modeled after a 55 Buick bumper with huge chrome torpedo tips. On each side of her hips are four-bar bullet hubcaps. And in the rear... Wait, I think she's beginning to rev up her engine. Here she comes! Look at that girl strut.
Oh, Lord almighty! Oh, she even has smoke coming out of her tailpipe.
That's typical. She always was known for her rear engine drawing. She's passing a reviewing area right now.
Oh, yes.
And she's gaining! Oh, is that her muffler? Her transmission? Drive ship that just fell out?
No, don't look at me, darling. I've worked on mechanics, but never the car.
Oh, and she just tripped over it, causing her trunk to fly open. Not a pretty sight when you have tattoos of the Beatles back there.
Oh, darling, I thought there were four Beatles.
Well, George always did fall in between the cracks.
I'm okay, but I don't think my drive shaft will ever be the same. Oh, God, are my hubcaps ever going to be sore for sure? Oh,
I must say that was spectacular. I can't give her a 10, but she certainly deserves an 8.
Oh, darling, it was so clever when she started waving her arms around to try and stop, and that the emergency lights from her armpits and ankles began to flash. Oh, my goodness. It reminded me of the Trump Tower on Inauguration Night. Oh, yes, definitely, though, an 8. Oh, this is exciting. Oh, so who's next?
Next is the former Carlton, who is now Connie Be Good. Connie has chosen the theme of the airplane. And guess which airline?
Oh, God, Queen Kitty, please tell me it's TWA.
You got it. Trans World Airlines. And I understand Connie went all out for this one. And here she comes, taxiing down the runway. She's taking a pause. I'm not sure what's happening. It looks like...
It's a drone, darling, flying above her. The wind from the drone is blowing her outfit, giving her the impression of flight. Oh, yes.
With her hair slicked back and painted silver to match her face, she gives the illusion of the nose of a giant Boeing 747. Her gown is silver with TWA red stripes down the sides and a slight slit in the front to reveal the passengers and pilots. And it looks like the figures were all hand-embroidered. The drone is starting up. There's a cord wrapped around her shoulders, up the back of her neck, and running through the back of her headpiece, and attached to the drone. Oh, my God. The drone is actually pulling her.
Oh, darling, look at her shoes. She has on roller skates with huge glitter wheels. As they're turning, the wheels are giving off silver sparkles. Now she's starting to taxi down the runway. Look at her, darling, look.
For our listeners, Connie just extended her arms and formed two huge silver and red wings. Please note her nails and extensions are also done in TWA red. This is exciting. The drone is pulling her down the runway with the exhaust coming from the drone fan. It's causing her outfit to flutter. Down her thighs, little lights are coming on representing the passenger's compartment. And glory be, her tail is rearing up. A small tail end wings fold out from her hips. The more the drone begins revving up, the more she looks like she's soaring the sky.
Darling, this is breathtaking. Queen Kitty, what's that on the runway? It looks like a part of Anita Demand's auto gown.
It is. Maybe she can go around it. No, the wheels of her left foot are getting stuck. The drone just keeps revving up. It's blowing her into a tailspin. The passenger compartment is splitting apart. Oh, no. I can see right into the cockpit. Boys, help her.
Oh, I must say, she's a stickler for detail, though, darling. Even in her cockpit, the pilot looks like a chubby, baldy... No. Oh, help her, boys, help her. She's coming apart in midair.
The boys have managed to stop the drone. Connie is falling forward and is coming in for a belly landing.
Cargo. It looks like a bad scene from the birds. This is more fabulous than watching Air Force One. God. No. Do something quick. I think she just passed out. Quick.
Thor is turning her over and giving her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I hope she makes... She's going to be fine. Connie, be good. Let go of this loincloth. And put your landing gear down. Thor, get Connie off the runway. Zeus, get Thor off of Connie.
Are you all right, dear?
I'm fine. Only a few broken nails. At times one must suffer for their art. I would have passed out if it wasn't for Thor and his resuscitation techniques.
Resuscitation techniques? All this excitement is making me feel a little faint, too. Thor!
Queen Mother, may I?
Killjoy.
Our last contestant is that African beauty, Midnight Chocolate. Midnight has chosen the locomotive as her salute for transportation. Glory be, what have we here? Midnight has gone all out. She is laying horizontal, decked out in black satin leather, with rows of wheels attached to the sides of her gown, enabling her to glide down the runway. Large spoked wheels are attached to her side midsection and hips, giving her the illusion of train wheels. As she moves her arms at her sides back and forth, it creates the illusion of slide rods moving the wheels.
Look at her hair, darling. Look at her hair.
Her hair is twisted and turning upward to form a giant smokestack. And there are now puffs of smoke coming out. Midnight is holding up her face to form the front of the engine with a flashlight strapped to her forehead. And her bosom forms a cow catcher with a miniature cow attached.
Bull.
I beg your pardon?
Bull. It's a bull, darling, not a cow.
Oh, you're right. I guess you know bull when you see it. Here she comes. Her derriere is covered with large black rhinestones, representing the coal car. On her feet are two large vertical boxes, depicting a train caboose. There's even a nightlight inside, and a Mabel Black Label beer sign hanging over the rail. Can you believe how spectrally huge this is?
Yes, I can. Midnight always said someday she'd pull a train.
Belly up to the radio. It's time to sit back, chill out, and enjoy another episode of Shots in the Night.
Welcome back to Shots in the Night Radio Theater. And I do mean welcome back. This show is a replay of our 2017 Gay Pride Salute. We salute the LGBTQ members of our community again in 2018 as we prepare for the Fringe Festival. More information at the end of the show. For now, enjoy recordings of the Transfinity KC Choir and several sketches as well. Parental dynamics are examined in Is Junior Gay by Mark Nagy. How do mothers-in-law affect breakups in Acceptance Exception by Michael Donnessy. Scott Turner presents an original poem, Screwing with Dad. In The Open Road Trucking School by Michael Donnessy, we show how alternative lifestyles fit in with over-the-road trucking. We'll see the rigors of drag queen beauty contest and the dynamics behind them in And a Queen Shall Lead Them by Ron Dennis. Finally, a children's poem written and performed by Katie Hogan, Buttons the Bear. And now, on with the show.
Bill, do you think Junior is gay?
What makes you say that? Did he say something to you?
Oh, no, it's just that... Well, please don't mention this to Billy, but the other day I was peering in his room and I saw him wearing a pair of his sister's old underwear.
Well, that is a little disturbing, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. I think I read where most transvestites are straight. Plus, you know, sometimes I like to wear your underwear.
Yeah, and sometimes I find that somewhat disturbing. Anyway, we're talking about Billy.
Listen, he's only 13. He still is figuring things out.
I know, but still, there are other signs.
Like what?
Well, you know, he doesn't appear to be especially interested in girls.
Maybe, but he hasn't shown any interest in boys either.
True. I don't know. I guess I would just feel better if he was hiding some girly magazines in his room.
I could go out and buy some porn for him.
No, he has to want it on his own.
I suppose you're right. But wait, I know. He's very sloppy. Gay guys are always super neat and clean.
Not all gay guys. What about your friend Tom?
Tom's a slob. Wait, Tom's gay?
Of course. God, you're so oblivious.
Huh. Tom's gay.
Let's get back to Billy.
Okay. Does he like show tunes? That can be an indication.
Well, he's always liked The Wizard of Oz, but I don't think that counts.
Well, I think the key is, does he like it for the flying monkeys or to hear Judy Garland sing?
I don't know.
All right. I got an idea. Let's ask Mary. Maybe she knows something.
Good idea. Mary! Mary, come in here, would you?
Here she comes.
What do you guys want?
We have something we need to talk to you about. Heck, I'm just going to straight out ask you. Is your brother gay?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so, but I don't really know, and I don't really care. Oh, but Mom, Dad, there is something I wanted to tell you, and now seems like a good time. Mom, Dad, I'm a lesbian.
Oh, dear, dear Mary, we knew that.
You knew?
Of course we knew. Hell, you've been listening to the Indigo Girls, Annie DeFranco, and Tegan and Sarah your whole life.
And I think you've seen every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer 5 times. And I know your favorite episodes were with the lesbian witches.
I can't believe you knew. I don't know what to say.
Oh, relax. We don't care that you're a lesbian.
Not at all.
Wait, you don't? Then why do you care if Billy is gay?
Because, silly, I am William Franklin III. Your brother is William Franklin IV. We have a vested interest in making sure there's a William Franklin V.
Ugh, I don't believe you two. I'll be in my room, God.
Boy, teenagers.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Anyway, you know what? Maybe we should just relax about Billy and wait and see.
Yeah, I sure don't want to ask him right now. I mean, he is only 13.
Right.
Still, I think I will go buy him some straight porn, just to kind of prime the pump, so to speak.
That's a good idea. Let's go see what's on TV.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, look, my favorite movie is on.
Ooh, what's that?
The musical, Mame, with Lucille Ball.
Dust. Jeff? Jeffrey, dearest?
Yes, Moms?
Come in here, Jeffrey Lemon. I will not raise my voice. How much time do we have before he comes back to collect these boxes? I do not wish to be involved in any confrontation. It's bad enough that...
Moms, it is his place, too.
I was just going to say, it's bad enough I have to miss bridge to help you pack. I don't want to be in the middle of a contentious scenario.
We're all done arguing, Mums.
Well, after the hissy fit he threw at our Christmas soiree, I'm not so sure.
Now, Mums, in his defense, your carryings-on did nothing to make him feel accepted.
Surely I don't know what you mean, son.
I do not accept your pretense of innocence, Mums. You dusted off the photo albums and went on one of your show-and-tell excursions, displaying old photographs of me at Notre Dame with my, as you put it, slew of sorority girlfriends, telling anyone within earshot what beautiful grandchildren I could have produced for you.
Don't be vulgar, Jeffrey, darling. But it is true. Take that fraternity brother of yours, Kurt. Kurt Blaine, wasn't it? He wasn't half as good-looking or as athletic as you were then and are now, I might add. And he ended up with Susan Bitterman, a model for Vogue, a model you went out with for 2 years. I ran into Susan and her mother at the club, and Susan's daughter by him is simply stunning.
Moms, I went steady with Kurt for 2 years. Susan and I were platonic friends. I've made that very clear on numerous occasions.
Well... Kurtz allows either way, for marrying her and breaking your heart. Oh, never mind. Jeff, you just need Mums to show you what's what. By the way, Roxanne Carmichael is back on the market.
He didn't break Roxanne Carmichael. Why would I care?
She's still just as ravishing, Jeff, and speaks so highly of you.
Psst. I think he's here.
Oh, hello, Mother Lemon. Jeff?
Tim, I would prefer Mrs. Lemon.
Hello, Tim. Mums is helping me pack up the library. Better come help me with the books, Mums.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think you'll be?
Have other plans, Timothy Curtis? A date, perhaps? You do move on fast, don't you?
Mums, please.
A date? Why would no mother... Mrs. Lemon... It's just that I asked Mama to give me a hand packing up in the kitchen this afternoon. She'll be here any...
Oh, God.
Jeff, I texted you this was happening an hour ago.
I haven't checked my phone. Damn!
Coming! Oh, God.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stand aside. I'll answer the door.
Baby! Oh. Margot, where is my son?
Look behind me, Mrs. Curtis. I've not trussed him up and stuffed him in the closet.
Mums, for future reference, closets are not a good reference.
Timothy! Dumpling, there you are. Give Mama some sugar.
Or saccharin.
Mama Curtis, it's nice to see you again.
Jeffy Bear!
Mama, Jeffrey Humphrey Lemon, I forbid you to call her that ever again.
Forbid? Jeffy Bear can call me anything he likes, Margot, or should I say Mrs. Lemon?
You were... Jeff, she was eavesdropping. She was probably out in the hall with her ear to the door for a good 10 minutes before this grand entrance.
Just 5. Long enough to hear you trampling my Tim Tim's heart with those spiky shoes of yours.
They're called heels, darling. We aren't all resigned to wearing clodhoppers.
Clodhoppers?
Okay, that's enough. Jeffy Bear, a little help?
Yes, Tim Tim, You call me Jeffy Bear.
Tim Tim? Old habits, I guess.
Old habits are meant to be broken. Come, dearest, let's...
The only thing my boy Timmy needs is his mother and some good home cooking. It wouldn't hurt for you to put some meat on your boy, either.
We're hardly boys. I'm 50 years old and...
Cradle robber.
Cradle? Mother, Mrs. Lemon, I'm a mere 7 years older than Jeff. That hardly makes me...
It makes you nothing. It's just a number. You look... Oh, Mumsy, please, the books, the other room, now.
I suppose 7 years is practically 1 foot in the grave in your book anyway. You've been setting your sights on lowering the median age around here for a while.
And here we go. Tim, just because I hired a younger guy to fill in while Barbara was on maternity leave, I had to have an assistant.
A completely inept...
Tim!
Those were your words you used after he told you he couldn't write in cursive, Jeff. Completely inept. Ruggedly handsome bodybuilder.
My words end at inept. Your version begins at rugged. Tim, let's not forget I discovered you sipping tea with that beefy art supply delivery boy.
I'm confused. I thought...
Mama, stay out of it. Beefy, you're jealous. That's hard to accept.
Mom, stop tossing your little daggers.
Respect your mother, Jeff.
Thank you, Timothy. I will accept your courtesy.
Accept. Hold on, Margot. You accept something from me? That's rich. I thought I was completely unacceptable to you. A struggling artist. Isn't that how you introduced me at your blue blood soirees?
Well, I never. Your innuendo.
No, Margot, you never. You never accepted me in your son's life. You just sat there in Chanel for 6 years throwing little unaccepting daggers at me. At us. Even when we made it official last summer, you didn't stay more than 15 minutes at our reception.
Tim, don't go there.
Oh, yes, Tim Tim, go there.
Official? Really? Two men carrying on like they were...
In love?
You might call it that, Jeff. But if you ask me...
I'm not asking.
Well, if you asked me, you have just been confused by this artiste.
Confused? We're back to confused? I thought we'd already rounded that corner and we're deep in phase mode.
Artiste. Artist, Margot. Painter. And I'm a good one, with several shows under my belt. Margot, the only confusing thing is your attitude. I thought you accepted your son, as is.
Acceptance is the key. I've learned to bear it, Margot, because after all, they're all we got.
How trite.
Mama, bear it? Do you mean you don't accept our marriage either?
Well, I accept it now that it's over, don't I? I'm here, Timmy. I'm trying. I mean, doesn't that count for something? Besides, Timmy, there are other fish in the sea. No offense, Jeffy Bear. Why, you are, a starfish in the sea of life.
Oh, shut up, Marilyn.
You shut up.
Both of you shut up!
They're delirious. Timothy Michael Curtis, when was the last time you ate?
My voice is strained from all this upset. I want to go home. Dearest, take me.
I am home, Mums.
What?
Oh, Tim, don't you see? We've got to completely accept each other. The past, the current mistakes, regardless of whether our mothers or anyone else approves or acknowledges our marriage. Surrounded by all this tepid acceptance, hell, we've absorbed their unacceptance by osmosis. Damn it, we're married.
Boys? Boys! Don't talk about your mothers like this.
Mama Curtis, Mums, we love you both. Really, how could it be anything but love to put up with an endless stream of caustic comments?
And constant martyrdom.
What he said. Tim Tim, the office boy means nothing to me. You were right. He was a silly distraction from a mirror which shouts my age every chance it gets.
Oh, Jeffrey, darling, there's a surgeon at the club who can...
That he will never meet. I refuse to let him change a thing. Jeff is perfect the way he is. Crow's feet and all.
Perfect. That's a little hard to accept.
You know, eating a tad more would smooth out those wrinkles.
And make them both fat.
Better fat than flat, Margot. In hindsight, that is. Take a look around back.
Well.
Ladies, you know what? Work on your own issues. Bake them out. Bridge them out. Eat them out. Dermabrasion them off, but not here, not now. Jeffy Bear and I have some work to do.
Are we going to kiss and make up?
Damn straight we are. Mrs. Lemon, Mama, you are just going to have to accept us. Completely. Married and all.
Suit yourself. I love you, son. Well, this is just so hard to accept.
But necessary. Margot, wait. Margot? Margot, here's a tissue. Say, how do you play bridge anyway? Anything like pinochle?
Bridge? Oh, my dear, it's rather simple and so much fun once you've had a chance. What's pinochle? Say, those shoes do look comfortable.
Tim?
Yes, Jeffy Bear?
For better or for worse?
For better, for worse, and in spite of our mothers.
Accepted.
And now, here's the Transfinity KC Chorus, under the direction of Grace Cox Johnson, performing I Choose Love by Mark Miller.
I choose love. Good evening, everyone. Tonight, Poetry Corner in the Night presents this literary dust bunny we like to call Remembrance of Things Past the Biscuits, Please. However, its real title is Screwin' with Dad. Dad saw two men on television getting married. Social division. Then the happy couple lip-locked. Poor Dad was totally shell-shocked.
Sick. Disgusting, Dad hissed. Godless perverts, Dad dissed.
You can't say that, Sis admonished.
Well, God hates fags, Dad demolished.
I know a gay guy, I had to say. On our track team, 400 relay. With Dale, we win all our meets.
Dad clucked. He's light in the cleats.
Dale's really friendly, Sis testified. The other day he gave me a ride when my manifold was cracked.
Dad scoffed. Did you ride Pixie back?
He's like a genius, I rightly praised. Integral calculus left me dazed and confused. Dale schooled me through.
Dad sneered. Did he flirt with you?
Well, Sis and I were totally bored with Dad leaving our feelings ignored. This called for a verbal nipple twister.
Play along, I whispered to my sister.
As a matter of fact, I replied, he did. I kind of tingled inside. I mean, even though I like my girl, Dale's silky voice caused my thoughts to swirl.
What the hell are you saying? Dad trembled.
Oh, you're so lucky, Sis dissembled. Every girl would take him if he were straight, but it's my bro he goes for. That's so great.
What are you saying? Dad repeated. Don't kid about that, Dad entreated.
Thanks for the support, Sis, I ignored.
For God's sake, don't say that, Dad implored.
I think given his assets, Sis did claim, he'd make a fine addition. Be a shame not to get him into the family.
Maybe we'll marry, I purred cannily. I'll disown your ass, Dad exploded.
Denied my birthright, I unloaded. I shall forfeit the auto shop thousands, that Dale and I may become twin husbands. Long story short, Dad had a little stroke. Sis and I went too far with our joke. He's fine now, and pleased to know it's a lie. Better not tell him my girlfriend is bi. The end. Good night. And thank you for standing in the Poetry Corner with us. We're so naughty.
Trucking. American as apple pie, Waylon Jennings, and catfish noodling. Trucking is an integral part of our nation's fabric. Truckers, the dedicated women and men who deliver the goods and services necessary to keep the nation's wheels turning on all axles, weave that fabric daily, rain or shine. Trucking brings folks together from all walks of life. For example, let's listen in on a slice of life we call Open Roads Truck Driving Academy.
Good morning, and welcome to Open Roads Truck Driving Academy. I'm Zelda Vink, proprietor. So, you three want to be truck drivers?
Oh, yes. I've got trucking in my blood. Third generation.
And you are?
Myrtle Tolstoy. From the Tolstoy's over in Bluff Ridge?
Oh, yeah. Tolstoy's truck stop. You're Cal and Lolly's daughter.
Yep. I was born to ride, literally. Mama was riding wing on Route 48 outside Friola when I got tired of bacon and cider and slid out right there in the cab. Daddy still made his grain delivery to guitar on time.
How gauche.
What's that?
Guitar.
Oh, sorry, bud. Guitar. Nashville. CB talk.
Son, you are...
Grayson Mead, doll. This does promise to be a most colorful venture.
Who's laughing? You, young man in the back. What's tickling you?
Oh, nothing really. I'm Elijah Carstairs. Eli. Colorful? Dude, that's classic.
Well, it seems our class has loaded up the truck and is moving to Beverly socially. Grayson, what brings you to trucking?
Well, if you must know, I'm here under coercion.
Court order?
No, father's order. He insisted I do something meaningful with my life. I've tried day trading, silk screening, pillow manufacturing. fashion modeling, food truck vending, wig repurposing, and screenwriting. I think I've just missed the career boat, you know? Or maybe I just bore easily.
Or you just haven't found your calling, Gray. We all need a calling.
How about you, Eli?
Well, ma'am, to be honest, I'm 2 days past a year's stint in Jeff City.
Oh, yeah?
See, I was in Greenpeace and Earth First. I met up with a dude that was into a lot, but first and foremost, staghorns.
Go on, TDH. Tell us more about those horns.
TDH?
Tall, dark, and...
I believe Eli had the floor.
See, he wanted to start a movement, get folks fired up about those staghorns you see mounted on folks' walls and car hoods and, God forbid, monstrous chandeliers. He figured they were sacred, you know, belong back with their own kind for proper burial. He said if elephants have graveyards, deer should have them too. You don't see our relatives' noses used as decorations now, do you?
Other than in a Hannibal Lecter movie, no.
Anywho, I reckon I got caught up in his hoopla. One night, we broke into this hunter's home to reclaim some horns to return to the local deer community. Turned out the hunter was the chief of police, what you call a bad life choice, what the judge called it. I'm here to make good, to have a career, see the world, not just the same four walls for months at a time.
Glad to hear it. Trucking is a terrific and honorable institution.
Well, it's happened. Bunny Lee told me it would at Missy's last week. I should be institutionalized.
Give us a holler about you, Miss Zelda.
Well, my home 20 is right here in Cotton Willowwood. I'm 40 years old and...
You look 30.
Well, thanks. Clean living. And I slather up with olive oil nightly.
I noticed, Asheen. You know, I'm into essential oils. Do you use oil, Eli?
Like I said, colorful.
You were saying, Miss Zelda?
My friends call me Z. I was born and raised on a cattle ranch outside of Lester's Crest. I was on my way to becoming a full-on wrangler, but this suits me better. Prior to driving, nothing suited me. Trucking has set me free, to be frank. On the road, watching the lollipop slide on by, well, my troubles and frustrations took a back pocket. With the hammer down and the wind in my hair, blue skies to light the way, and friendly folks chattering on CBs at my front door, I found peace. And I figured things out.
Figured what out?
Well, I told you I'd be frank with you. I used to be Frank. Frank Guff. Daddy caught me playing dress-up in Mama's clothes one time too many and sent me packing. I hitched a ride with a trucker and, well, the rest is history. Now I preach the gospel of the truly open and out road in any suit that feels right.
Oh, see, dearest, kudos. How stirring. You have awakened an impetus lingering within. Dare I endeavor to follow in your footsteps and take to the road? Perhaps this is my true calling.
I don't know about all that lingering imperial jabbering, but Z, you're okay in my book. More than okay, if you catch my drift. Fine. Really fine.
Hats off to you, Z. Let the road set us and keep us free. And maybe one of them fancy coffees after class, Gray?
Moi?
Sure. I'm looking for a wingman, cutie.
Oh, my.
All righty, then. But before we lay down plans with each other on the road to paradise, you need to pass this class. So, who can tell me how many wheels are on a big rig?
Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Shots in the Night Gay Pride Salute in a few moments.
Ooh, this must be the wind. What's that roaring sound?
Oh, the drones have gotten loose. It's headed towards midnight chocolate. Oh my God, how did this happen? Quick, somebody, Thor, Zeus, someone.
Don't blame them. I was feeling a little faint again, and they were assisting me.
Thor. For God's sake, stop that drone. Get that loincloth back on. Both of you. Thank God we're on the radio.
Oh, hurry up. The drone is circling midnight like a tornado. It's blowing her gown all over. All those beautiful black rhinestones. Oh, darling, they're blowing all over, too. It's forcing the smoke from her hair weave to blow right down her back and up her... cold chute.
Thor, over there. Grab it. Midnight, are you okay?
My caboose will never be the same. Oh, baby, the pain in my cold car. Well, there goes the midnight train to Georgia. Hashtag so sad. But like Gloria Gaynor said, I will survive.
Oh, I'm getting a signal from Mike Murphy, our engineer. Unfortunately, our time has run out. What an evening. I'm sure our audience will want to tune in next week to find out who is crowned the new Queen of Kansas City. Stay tuned for Moments of Meditation with Swami Bending Over. Thank God we're off the air. Well, ladies, any comments?
I thought the show was a success. Huge.
I thought it was fantastic, gorgeous, just beautiful.
All that great effort again? Hashtag so sad.
Just remember, girls, no matter what they say, a lot of it is just fake news. Queen Mother, may I? What's the matter? You look like you're gasping for air.
Not air, darling. Words. I've just had an epiphany.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You, we happy few, we band of queens, hold within our manicured hands the chance to end this ongoing turmoil between our president and our communities.
Say what?
What, girl? You stroking out?
Queens, didn't you just hear yourselves? Only queens talk like that. Huge, beautiful, so sad, fake news. Oh, darlings, don't you understand? Our president is a frustrated wannabe queen. Until President Trump unleashes his inner queen and becomes his true self, he can never honestly lead. Ladies, it's our duty as true American queens to help set him free, saving him and our country.
We can't just storm the White House and say, Mr. Trump, we're here to unshackle you from the bonds of the presidency and make you a queen, and a drag queen at that. But the Secret Service would have us on the ground in no time.
Ooh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Not what I mean.
Silence! We're not going to make him join us, darlings. We're going to join him.
Say what? Have you flipped your wig? And I do mean flip.
It's the only way, darlings. Look at him. The wild hairdo, the strange color makeup, the overcompensative long tie, even the paranoia about small hands. Oh, darling, it must kill him when he meets Queen Elizabeth, Theresa May, or even Angela Merkel. All right, maybe not Angela Merkel. But think how confusing times were for you until you found your special you, your own voice, your inner queen. Ladies, queens, have some compassion.
Those highlights were moving. The cinching and the tongue. We're with you, Queen Mother. From now on, it's conservative business suits. By Chanel, Calvin Klein, even Ann Taylor.
Yes.
It's off to Sassoon's for new coiffures and dyes.
But wait, darlings. Before all else, you need to spread out to every 7-Eleven, Quick Trip, and grocery store you can find.
Why?
We're going to create our own makeup, La Chède Presidentielle. Buy up every bag of Cheetos, cheese puffs, cheese curls. Think of it as creating the foundation of a new America. Come on, queens, let's go.
Midnight chocolate, why all the tears?
You know how long it took me to perfect my chocolatey ebony makeup, getting just the right depth and undertone. Now you want me to... I just can't say it. And my hair turned to apricot straw. I just can't.
Midnight, I'm going to say this in a whole new context. Just suck it up and move on. This is bigger than you or me. This is about our country, our people, our destiny. We have a chance to make a change in the right, or should I say left, direction. Imagine our country being led by a president who is not afraid of alternative lifestyles, with no alternative facts. A president finding his inner queen and standing up to Congress saying, I am a queen, hear me roar, with numbers too big to ignore. And this time you won't be exaggerating. So, pull up your bustier and let's save our country.
You're right, girl. I can do this. We'll free our president and our country. We'll join forces and release his inner queen. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, a queen at last. Queen Kansas City Kitty, I hope you're sure about this.
I'm positive. In a desperate hidden SOS, he even tweeted out his queen name.
What is it?
Kofifi.
The story Between the Aisles with Buttons the Bear, written and performed by Katie Hogan.
There once was a small bear named Buttons, whose body was stuffed full of fluff. His life was quite simple, each day like the last. He'd never faced anything tough. His home was the store, a grand and bright place, with everything everyone needs. With cookware and sandals and camp gear and cards, and shopping carts pushed at great speed. But then on one day, a Tuesday I think, dear Buttons did take a great fall. He was knocked off his shelf and stuck by himself, wedged between fixture and wall. He laid there a spell, for what else could he do? And tried to stay centered and calm. He counted floor tiles and sneezed at dust piles till finally some help came along. 'Twas a loud little girl with grandma in tow, clearly intent on a task. It seemed that she sought a gift to be bought that had to be purchased quite fast.
What about this?
She grabbed at a doll and waved it around by its arm. Oh no, dear, not that, Graham scolded the child and took a step back in alarm. It's pink, and it's cute, and it's wearing a dress. Its eyes are too big and too bright. The party's for Jimmy, a good little boy. His parents would die at the sight. Let's find him a ball, a toy gun, a car, something to build, solve, or smash. It's not hard to do, just think pink or blue. You'll pick the clues up in a flash. And with that, Grandma tugged the young girl out of sight, deaf to her frustrated cries. While Buttons lay stunned, not sure what to think, and wondering, what kind am I? I'm fuzzy and soft, with buttons for eyes, with brown fur from ear top to toes. No ribbons, no cape, no camo, no hearts, or anything one could call clothes. And then Buttons thought, while still stuck in his spot, what if it all got mixed up, and kids got to play just any which way? Would the world go on, or not? The thought seemed quite silly, an overblown fear that playtime could be such a threat. To be so uptight, forcing fun to be right, is something he didn't quite get. It just seems to me this division I see exists in the minds of adults.
The kids don't quite care if it's doll, car, or bear, as long as a fun time results. Toys are just toys for all girls and boys, and whichever they like is okay. As long as they learn to be kind and take turns, they'll all be fine grown-ups someday. Then along came a clerk who saw him down there, still trapped in the dark, narrow gap. He was freed with a tug, then given a hug, and placed back up on his end cap. The end.
This show was underwritten in part by Barrel of the Bottoms, offering a professional space for film, radio, and comedy artists to hone their craft. Information is available at barrelofthebottoms.com. Shots in the Night will be performing in the Kansas City Fringe Festival in July 2018. All performances will be held at the Musical Theater Heritage at Crown Center. Here's the schedule of those performances. Saturday, July 21st at 5 p.m. Sunday, July 22nd at 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 24th at 6:30 p.m. Friday, July 27th at 9:30 p.m. And finally, Saturday, July 28th at 8 p.m. Ticket information will be available at kcfringe.org. Individual shows can be found using the search tool on the site. We hope to see you at the Fringe Festival or back here on KKFI at 7:30 p.m. on the third Thursday of each month, or 7 p.m. on the fifth Thursday, if there is one, of each month, or on iTunes or shotsinthenight.org. Thanks for listening.